And now, it's time for the further adventures of Big John and Sparky. Today's chapter is entitled, The Prodigal Returns. Everybody in town was wondering where Yuki was. He disappeared more than a week ago after a fast and furious game of tiddlywinks with Sparky. Just disappeared. The police have been looking for him. Mayor Plumfront has. And so have I, Sparky, all the kids in his gang, too. But no results so far. Today, as we begin our episode, Sparky and I are in the living room of our little house all the way up the next block in Cincinnati, Ohio.
There's the telephone again. Hey, the telephone's ringing. Telephone's ringing, Big John. Should I answer it?
Well, I don't know why I have to tell you to answer it. You know it's for you.
Yeah, okay, I'll answer it. Hello? Oh, hi, Charlie. How are you, Charlie, old boy? Yuki Butcher? Yeah, still among the missing. Yeah, as a matter of fact, it's been 9 days since he disappeared. Why did you want to know, Charlie?
Wonder what old Charlie has up his sleeve.
A reward? Oh, Charlie, I don't know. No, I never heard about a reward.
Charlie has some strange motive in mind.
Well, Charlie, if I hear anything about a reward for Yuki Butch, I'll sure let you know. As far as I know, Charlie, nobody, to my knowledge, has offered a reward for the return of Yuki Butch as far as I know.
I declare, they almost make Yuki sound like a lost billfold or a cocker spaniel dog. I haven't been the lost and found.
Well, that's a good idea, Charlie. In fact, it's an excellent idea. Go to it. Yeah, I'll even help you.
Uh-oh, there's the doorbell. Now I wonder who that could be.
Hey, that would really be something, Charlie. Right, I'll see what I can do.
Sparky, can I talk to you for just a minute or so?
Just a minute, Charlie. Excuse me, hold the phone there a minute, will you, please? Excuse me while I... Just a minute. What do you want, Big John?
Listen, the doorbell's ringing. I'm going to answer it. If we have company, will you please get off the phone and quit talking to Charlie Clammerding? This can't go on all day.
Okay, Big John. Go ahead.
All right.
Hello? 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 Hello, Charlie? You did what? Had to go see who was at the door. What were we talking about? Oh, yeah, I was saying that we could, I was thinking we could buy some paint for our clubhouse jack and wallet being for it, and we could paint it in this color.
Hey, it's good.
Just a minute, Charlie. Hold on a moment, will you? Hold on, I'll be right back.
Just fine.
Who was at the door, Big John? Oh, hi, Mayor Plumfront.
Howdy, lad. So now make yourself comfortable there, Mayor.
Hello, Charlie. Hello, Charlie.
Charlie.
Hi, Charlie. Look, Mayor Plumfront just walked in.
Bad talking on the telephone to Charlie Clammerding, Easy Buster. Yeah, you bet.
Yeah, all right, Charlie, but just hold the line a minute. Just hold on. I'll be right with you. Hey, Mayor Plumfront?
Yes?
Charlie Clammerding and the guys in our club and me have been wondering, do you know if anybody has offered a reward for the return of Yuki Butcher?
Reward? Well, not that I know of, but it sounds like a very good idea. Wouldn't you say so, Big John?
Well, yes, it does, as a matter of fact.
But nobody has offered one for the return of Yuki. I mean, up until now, that is.
Not as far as I know, lad. Nobody has offered any reward for Yuki's return.
Yeah, okay. Excuse me. Hello, Charlie? It's Sparky again. The mayor says, as far as he knows, nobody has offered a reward for Yuki's return, but he says that he thinks it sure would be a good idea if somebody did it.
Yeah, I do think a reward would be a good idea.
How come we didn't think of that?
I don't know. Just leave it up to these kids to get the bright ideas.
Okay,
yeah,
Charlie, I'll see
right.
What I can do. Okay, so long.
You never know what they're going to come up with next.
Yeah.
Come on, Sparky. Hang up, will you, please?
Okay.
Come on.
Okay. Yeah, sure thing. Okay, you bet. That's right.
Tell Charlie that we...
Okay, I'll...
Company.
Yeah,
come on.
So long.
Sparky.
Yeah, so long, Charlie, so long. There. Well, Mayor, have you had any news about Yuki?
Nope, not a word, lad. Not one word.
Well, Mayor, frankly, I'm very, very worried about poor old Yuki. Where in the world do you think he could be?
Oh, there's no telling. No telling where he might be.
Mayor, do you think he was kidnapped?
Who knows? But I tell you what I'll do. Your friend Charlie Clammerding asked if there was a reward offered for his return. I'll start the ball rolling, and I'll offer $100 for the return of Yuki Butcher safe and sound.
Hey, wowee, $100?
And I'll tell you what I'll do, Mayor. I'll add $100 to that. I'm not exactly rolling in money, but Yuki means a lot more to me than money.
Wowee, $200? Excuse me, let me call up Charlie.
Oh, now, wait a minute there, lad. Let me make it official. I'll call up Police Chief Clinky and I'll tell him about it.
Okay, Mayor, here's the telephone.
Yeah, thank you, lad. Now, let's see. What's the chief's number on his private line down there at headquarters? Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Boy,
I remember.
$200 reward. Oh, if we could get that reward, say, John, I mean the kids in our club. Why, we could buy some paint and paint our clubhouse shack and lots of stuff.
Well, I hope for your sake and Yuki's that you do find them.
Hello, Chief. It's Plumfront. Chief, I'd like for you to have some special posters printed up and tack them on the telephone poles around town and put them up on the bulletin boards and all the post offices, you know.
Hey, this is going to be fun, trying to find Yuki now.
Now, let me tell you, Chief, here's what I was getting at. I want you to have Yuki's picture printed on the posters and tell him that there's going to be a $200 reward offered for the return of Yuki Butcher. You understand?
You know, Sparky, we should have thought of this a long time ago.
Yeah, Big John, yeah. That's the fastest way to get Yuki found, all right.
What's that? Well, what do you know? That's wonderful. Wonderful.
Say, I wonder if Yuki's been found.
Oh, yes.
Huh? Wait a minute.
Okay, Chief. Well, have them printed up like that and tack them on every telephone pole in town. All right, so long. Well, what do you know about that, fellers? The reward for the return of Yuki Butchie is now
$1,000. $1,000? Wow.
$1,000? How come, Mayor?
Well, all the taxi cab drivers in Cincinnati took up a collection among themselves and raised $450. And with our $200, that makes $650. And then Papa Krausmeyer popped for $100.
That's $750.
Right. And old Clyde Pillroller offered $50. That makes $800. And the Cheviot Eagles, that's the club Yuki belongs to, they put up $200.
Wow! At least $1,000 reward for the return of Yuki Butcher. Oh, listen, let me call up Charlie and tell him. Well, when I tell old Charlie that there's $1,000 reward for the return of good old Yuki, why, he'll get all the guys in our club out hunting for Yuki, and we'll find him another... Hello? Hey, Charlie, this is Sparky. Hey, guess what, Charlie? They're now offering $1,000 reward for anybody who finds Yuki. Yeah, $1,000. $1,000 reward.
Well, Mayor, looks like all the kids in the neighborhood will be searching for Yuki now.
Yeah, that's right. Looks that way.
Okay, Charlie. Well, look, you and the guys start working on it, and I'll see you in a little while. Okay, so long, Charlie. Boy, Mayor, you can just bet that it won't be long now, and all us guys will... Hey, was the one at the front door just open, Big John?
Front door? Yeah, it sounded like it, didn't it?
Anybody home? Hey, Big John, Sparky lad, are you home, are you? Front door is unlocked. Somebody must be at home here.
You
should be walking in here.
Can't that be possibly... Hey, Big John...
Yuki!
Hey! Is that... It can't be!
Oh, the living room, are you? Oh, hi, fellas. Well, Mayor, you over here too? Hi, Patriot, lad. How are you?
I can't understand a thing like this. Where'd you come from?
What are you doing here?
Yes, my goodness, Yuki, where'd you come from?
Well, Sparky, lad, pull up a chair there.
A chair?
Fine.
What for, Yuki?
Well, I'm now ready to challenge you to a little game of tiddlywinks, lad. I will skunk you and teach you a lesson in the manly art of tiddlywinks. Pull up a chair there, lad, whilst I set up my tiddlywinks game.
Yuki, do you realize? You tell him, Big John, I'm too flabbergasted.
Yuki, do you realize?
Because I've been a champion tiddlywinks player as long as I can remember, and I'm out to rectify that mistake that took place here just exactly 9 days ago.
Yuki, where have you been? Do you realize that you've been missing for almost 2 weeks? That's $1,000 reward for you.
$1,000 reward for me? Well, say, maybe I better go turn myself in. I could use $1,000. Yes, sirree. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy.
Well, now, if this isn't the strangest development you have ever heard of. Yuki's been missing for 9 days. Nobody's seen anything or heard anything about him during all that time. Nobody has the slightest idea where he's been or what he's doing or why he disappeared. And now, all of a sudden, he ups and he walks into our house just like as if nothing ever happened. And he says that he wants to play me a game of tiddlywinks. Where was he? What was he doing? Why did he disappear? Well, maybe we'll find out tomorrow. I'll see you then, kid. So long.